Thank you, Tara. Good morning, Dan. This is Gail. How are you today?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. So it sounds like you and Tara were chatting about the first page listing we're filling out under painting today for Salem. Is that right?
Yep.
Okay, awesome. So what I'll do is I'll walk you through how everything works, answer any questions you have, get pricing for you. And then if the plan makes sense for you and it makes sense for us, we'll go ahead and get you set up on that listing today. Fair enough, Dan?
Yeah, that should work all right.
Okay, awesome. Now, Tara had mentioned that your logo and website are in the works.
Yeah, I have all the files for my logo. I'm just waiting on the website development team to get back to me as far as like all my content and stuff going on that website. So it shouldn't be
gotcha.
Too far. I'm hoping it's not too far off, but I'm not sure.
Now, have you paid someone already to do your logo on your website?
I have, so I'm kind of, yes, I've paid them.
Okay.
And I got the logo, but it's kind of like, I'm not sure if I made a bad investment with the company I went with or not.
Okay.
Their reviews are not the greatest.
That's where
I'll leave it. Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. So we might actually be able to help you out there. I hear some hesitation that you're not too sure that they're going to get it done, and it doesn't sound like the logo is quite what you want. So let me check with...
The logo works out great. The logo's fine.
Oh, good.
I love my new logo. It's just when I paid for the service, they wanted an upfront fee, and I was fine with paying that. But then now that we're in the process of the website development, they're talking about, well, we need, I think it was like $2,500 more from me. And
whoa.
And I'm like, hold on, where was that in the fine print? I didn't read any of that.
No,
that you were going to need
kidding.
More money from me.
Oh, man. Okay. So let me ping my tech department and see if we've got openings over there. So we don't build websites for the general public, but we quite often can for our preferred partners. And given your 5 out of 5 star rating already, you definitely qualify as preferred. So let me see if we can get one built for you. We don't charge for that. We'll actually build, host, and maintain. And we don't charge for any of that. It's just something that we do to help our partners because it is such an important component. So now,
So my other question then would be, if you don't charge for any of that, what about securing the domain?
I was actually just going to ask you, because great minds think alike, for sure. I was going to ask you if you already had a domain name purchased.
No, see, that's why they asked me for another $2,500 was to secure the domain name.
Okay, wow.
I started looking up domain and how much it was going to cost, and I'm finding it for $20 a month. And it's like, well,
right.
If I can secure it for $20 a month, why are you charging me $2,500?
Exactly. So either way, if you would prefer to purchase your own domain name, you can certainly do that. And yes, as you found, it's pretty cheap to do. Otherwise,
right.
we can grab the domain name too, and we don't charge you for that. So we would use a domain name that works for you and your business, something that you like. Looks like you've been looking already, so you might have some ideas in mind. So
yeah.
Either way, and we don't charge for that. And my gosh, wow, $2,500. I'm glad we connected today. I'm glad
yeah.
you did not pay that out. That's insane.
No, I gave them an initial $500 for the logo design and the webpage design, and then they mentioned that, and all I had in my account was $500. Well, they authorized a payment with my card that I had on file for the initial payment for the other $500. And I called my bank, and they're like, you gave them authorization. There's nothing we can do about it. and now I can't get a hold of anybody. As far as I have no invoices from them. I have nothing from them showing that I've even paid this money to them, and it's definitely frustrating.
Wow, I guess so. Okay, well, so let me think. I'm not sure how to get you out of there. It sounds like how long ago was their last charge?
The last charge was I think it was last week they had charged that money to me. I'm not 100% sure on the date. Yeah, it was Monday of last week that happened.
Gotcha. Okay. So you might try your bank one more time and just tell them, hey, I'm no longer authorizing this. They've stopped doing any work for me. I don't want any more money taken out of my account. And they should be able to do something, I would say.
Oh, yeah, no. I switched out my cards. There's no more payment going to them. Yeah.
Good. Okay, good. That's what I was worried about, that you were going to incur more charges. Okay.
No, because that was my issue with the bank. I said, well, what am I supposed to do if they're going to just keep charging money to me without my actual authorization?
What am I supposed to do?
Yeah, they closed the card and issued me a new one, so we've got that taken care of.
Good. Glad to hear it. Okay. So then we'll talk about better things, about getting you some actual business and getting that website up for you. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. And I can't believe it's taken them that long. So timeline, usually within about the first 14 days, we'll have your website up and running. So and none of this, you know, a month or two later. And wow. So, and I should really back up. One of the first things that we'll do, Dan, is we'll actually close off the painting category for Salem. And I'll close that for a 50-mile radius around your home base. So what that'll mean for you is in that 50-mile radius, we'll never be working with or promoting any of your competitors. So does that make sense so far?
Absolutely.
Okay, awesome. So then Buckets and Brushes is the only company that we're partnering with to place in the map section on that first page. And then we do all of the programming that's necessary between your Google business profile, your website, any of your socials, so that you do appear on that first page right in the map section anytime people are searching for your services. And I know painting is a broad category, so we'll pull out some things that we can use as keywords. I would assume we could say interior painting, exterior painting, siding painting, probably a lot of different ways we can play with that. And as long as there's services that you offer, we can use those as keywords so that you're found in the map for those. And then just click and call you directly. We don't filter or screen those calls at all. And of course, we don't give them to your competitors and we don't charge for them. So clicks, leads, calls, jobs, however you want to name them, are unlimited. I noticed, let me see, I couldn't find a Google business profile for you. Have you sent in for that yet, Dan?
I have, but that's as far as it went. I got the confirmation back from Google and, like, everything wanted a website, and I just stopped there because it was like, I don't have a freaking website.
Gotcha. Okay, no problem. So it may be, depending on how long ago you received that postcard, it's possible that that verification code will have expired. If that's the case, we'll kick it back into gear again with Google, and we'll let you know if there's going to be another postcard on the way to you. But what our tech team will do is they'll actually take the verification code that you already have. We'll see if that one can work. And because we're doing everything simultaneously, we'll be able to input the website address when Google needs it and such. Getting that domain name will be one of the first things that we'll do. That way we've got that in hand when Google asks for that. So that'll all work out fine. I noticed, where did it go? I had so many windows open looking at your online presence. I think it was Thumbtack or Angie or Home Advisor. I saw a link.
Angie Weed.
Ah, okay.
Yep, I'm with Angie Weed.
So. Okay. And how's it working?
They kind of dick me around at first, excuse my language, but they...
Yeah, I speak fluent sailor.
There you go. They, so the membership, I had signed up for the membership. I was supposed to get a welcome call to run me through their whole system and explain everything and how it all works, and I never got that call. And so I've just been trying to figure this out on my own, and I just got a call today from, I got a call from their finance department today, and I haven't paid them anything because none of their leads that they've sent me will get back to me. Anytime I try and contact these people, we were just kind of looking for prices. We're not ready to hire anybody. And so I told him when he called me for the payment, like, I'm not going to give you guys $500 for leads that they're not even actual leads. They're people just calling going, oh, well, we're just kind of looking around. We're not ready to hire people. And I said, and the other thing is like, I don't even know how to work your guys' system. I was just thrown to the wolves after I paid you guys the $300 for the membership.
Oh, wow. Good grief.
I'm having a hell of a time with online presence. So
you have definitely, you've hooked up with... Oh, Dan, I am so sorry. You have hooked up with some bad folks, for sure. You know, as far as Angie's goes, I've heard that same story many, many times. It's just a common occurrence with them. And then you mentioned the fake leads, too. I've actually had people call them fake leads, bogus leads, that people don't exist. Or same thing, they're just kicking tires. So you're going to love the first page of Google then. Of course, one, because we're not sending those leads out to your competitors, but two, you'll be catching the calls right when someone is searching for your services. So if I'm a consumer and I click on the Angie's link, of course, by the time I get to you, I run through their web form and I'm cooling off and, well, maybe I'll just wait now and see which contractors call me. So I'm no longer a hot lead. I'm no longer actively looking by the time they get to you or I get to you. But if I search and I find you on Google for bathroom painting and my bathroom desperately needs it, I need it right now. And then I just see you in the map and I click and I call you directly. So you're going to catch those calls right when they're looking for your services before they've cooled down. So you end up having people call you instead of you having to chase after people, which is a big game changer. I think that would be a game changer for you, too, wouldn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, it would be.
Okay. All right. Perfect. So you're going to make a great fit for the listing, Dan. Let me see what my tech got over here. Oh, awesome. So we've got openings on the tech side for sure. So that means we can build a website for you. And like you and I talked a little bit ago, it'll be on a domain name that you like, something that works for Buckets and Brushes. And then we'll build it, host it, and maintain it for you, no charge for any of that. So you don't have to be a website designer. You can go in, though, anytime you'd like and make changes to your website. If you don't want to or don't have time, just let us know, and we'll make those changes. And something else, too, about us building the website that might have been missed otherwise is we're going to build it so that it's Google compliant and optimized right from the get-go. So it's going to have everything that Google wants in order to give you the best visibility. So that'll just be standard built in. So that's awesome news. I'm glad we can do that for you. So let me get you pricing. Now, are you using Facebook at all right now, Dan?
Absolutely.
Okay. Oh, that's awesome. Do you have a business page over there?
Absolutely.
All right. Let me see if I can find you. I found a Buckets and Brushes Facebook page, but they were...
No, my link is @BucketsBrushesPainting.
brushes painting. I think there you are. That's awesome. Now, have you done any paid ads over there on Facebook?
Yeah.
How are they working for you?
I've actually caught quite a bit of business from doing it. It's just not as much as I'd like for the price that they're asking.
How much have you spent either, well, in what time frame and how much?
Geez, over the course of the year here, the what month are we in? Shit.
October. I keep forgetting. I keep thinking it's September.
In the last 10 months, I've probably spent, I don't know, $500 with them, maybe a little more.
Okay. Since I'm here, by the way, I'm going to give you a like for whatever that's worth.
I appreciate it.
No problem. So I'm glad we brought up the Facebook, and I'm glad that you've been using it. So I was actually steering toward a different package for you, but I'm going to go toward the one that does include Facebook ads. So the Facebook advertising, the way we run them, has been just amazing for our clients. So it goes in $100 blocks. So the package that I'm going to give you includes every single month $100 in Facebook ads. So we do that purchase. We write all of the ads. We manage them. We run them. All you need to do is collect the incoming. So the calls coming in. So we have a team that's all they do is write Facebook ads for us. And they're really, really good at it. They're also able to really target in on your ideal client. So, of course, you probably know from going through some of it yourself, there are different criteria that we can use to zero in. So age range, income, I'm forgetting half of them. I think there might be one for whether or not they have kids. But we know how to really target in so that your ad dollars are going in front of who might actually buy instead of the folks who aren't going to buy, to stretch those dollars farther for you. And then something else that has been amazing has been the retargeted ads. You've probably experienced retargeted ads if you didn't know them by name. A good example, a couple of weeks ago, I needed jeans. My local Murdoch's, it's the local equivalent of a Fleet Farm, didn't have the right length. So I went on Wrangler.com. I got my jeans. But ever since then, everywhere I go, my Facebook feed, the game I play before I go to sleep at night, Google, Amazon, I've got ads for jeans following me everywhere. Have you ever had that happen?
Right. Absolutely.
Yep. Those are retargeted ads. And the really neat thing about them is for you as the advertiser, it's just free branding and free views. You don't pay anything for them. The only time you pay for those clicks is when they're clicking to call you. And with the retargeting, people get a sense of knowing you and trusting you already. So they've got in the back of their mind, I need my bathroom painted. They see your ad, Buckets and Brushes, a few times. And then you pop up one more time and they go, oh man, not my wife wanted me to get that bathroom painted. I was going to call somebody. Oh look, there's Buckets and Brushes. I know them already. I'm going to call them. So they tend to be a better lead that way. And then those clicks, when they do click through the call, are anywhere from 5 to 50 cents per worst case. So if they're
really?
Worst case, yeah. So, you know, worst case, 50 cents against $100, that's a lot of leads that you could be scooping up through Facebook, too. So I think I'm going to ask you for right now, don't send them any more. We'll do your buy for you. We'll set it all up so that it's done professionally and get you the maximum number of calls. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah, we can make that money go a lot farther for you. So let me finally get, I'm going to get you some pricing here after I get done bopping around different products and which one's going to work the best for you. I was actually just going to put you on the local map programming until you mentioned that you've been doing Facebook ads. We'll do it so you get maximum results from that. So our pricing is on a month-to-month basis. It's so, meaning we don't lock you into a contract. We just really, I guess, don't believe in it. We feel if we're doing our job, which we intend to do, there's no need to wrangle you into a contract. I hope that's all right with you.
Yeah, that works out. Am I on, okay, on that month-to-month basis, am I able to, like, say 6 months works out for me? Am I able to pay that 6 months up front?
We can, yes, if you'd like to, but we can just go on a monthly basis as well. Either one is fine. Yep, absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. So let me see. So clicks, leads, calls, of course, I mentioned are unlimited. So let me pull up the retail, and then I'm going to apply some credits here for you because we've got a new in-business credit that I can apply to bring you down quite a bit. So let me look. So normal retail for South Dakota would be $5.99 a month with a one-time $2.99 setup. But let's throw your credits in here and see what we've got. That doesn't look right. I'm going to double check that. It something looks wonky here. It took a lot off, more than I expected. Okay, it's right. It tells me again. So that's going to shave off, looks like $150 off your monthly, putting you at $349. And then the one I was puzzling over was the setup fee. It took $200 off of that. There must be something special going on in South Dakota. So that would make your setup fee then just $99. And then you'll never see or hear from it again. It's a one-time only. So then it is that flat $349 on a month-to-month basis. Never anything more. In fact, we don't even add taxes to it. If you ever received an invoice from us, even with the Facebook ads on there, for anything more than $349, I would want to know because it would be wrong. So that includes your Facebook ads every month and your website building, hosting, and maintaining. You don't have to worry about anything there. And then, of course, the local programming to get you showing in the map section for your services. That all sounds like that's going to solve a lot of your troubles right now.
Right, for sure.
Okay. Yeah,
I'm not going to lie to you, Gail. I don't, with just paying these jokers last week, I mean, it really took up all of my operating capital. I'm waiting on checks to come through.
Okay, no problem. Well, what if we do this? What if we pull the Facebook portion out for now? We can always add it in later. It's a dollar for dollar trade, literally. So if we pull it out, that would bring your monthly to $249 and then your setup fee at $99. Does that help you get in to get your website done, get that local map programming done, and then we add Facebook in at a later date when it's more affordable for you?
Absolutely. Let me just look at my financials here.
No problem.
Yeah, that's absolutely all I have in my account. I'm trying to collect checks today from a few different people.
Okay.
Is there any way, can we set up this call again for Friday, Gail?
Unfortunately, I can't hold the listing. Because the listing, we can only fill it with one company. It's actually very strict Google rules that we have to follow.
No.
So we have a one-day window to fill it.
What do you need today?
So today I would need the $249 for the first month and then the $99 setup fee. And then that secures everything for you, including that listing. So it won't go away. And I should mention to you too, Dan, that $249, even though it's a discounted rate, you're locked in for life at that rate. So it's not a promotional amount that's going to go up later. You're locked in for life with your discounts.
Gotcha.
You're going to be able to make that work.
I can't. I have $268 in my account right now. I'm literally looking at my account and I have $268.35.
Wow. Ouch. Okay. Let me look at something here. Let me see what we can do. What if... Let's see if we could get a promo code on there. I know. If I could get that set up, V-Waves, would that be... That would get you under what you've got in there. That gets you started.
Yeah, I mean, it would. You're right.
Okay, let me see here. So let me just ping my... I'm going to ping my regional VP. I can't imagine he's going to tell me no. Let me just check, though. He usually takes just a couple seconds. Oh, I hope we can get this done for you. I so want to get you on the right track, Dan. It's just ridiculous, some of the rabbit holes that folks have sent you down, and for no return.
Right.
We got to get you going. He's asking me, are you sure? Yes. Okay, he said we can. Awesome. So we can waive that setup fee for you. So you'd just be $249 to get started and secure the listing. And then you won't have a setup fee ever. And then we can add Facebook on later whenever you're ready for it. Should we get you going?
Killing me here. I super want it.
Well, then let's get you set up.
Jeez, man. Yeah. Go ahead. Shit.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. I think you're making a wise decision, for sure. All right. Let me get some info from you, Dan. I assume Dan is short for Daniel.
Yeah.
And on the card that you're going to use today, I don't need the digits yet, but does your middle initial appear or just first and last?
Just first and last, and then my company name.
All right. And what is your last name, Daniel?
K-I-N-G.
That's easy. And what's your email address?
BucketsBrushes20@gmail.com.
I love that email address.
Man.
Nice and simple. So many people make these complicated ones that nobody, you can't write it fast enough, and you can't remember it either. And of course, if you're gonna give email address like to your customers, you want them to be able to remember it for sure. Okay. I'm gonna send you two emails, Dan. The first one is informational. And it's about our dashboard and analytics. So, and I don't think I even covered that. You'll have an area on our site where you can log in anytime in real time and see how many clicks and calls you're getting, where those searches were performed from, all of that information that you're going to want to know to help run your business and know where your marketing is going. All right. Oh, doggone it. Not the one I wanted. And then the other one, if I can type this morning, there it is. So I'm going to send you the exact price and package that you're getting so that you've got that in writing. Let me just see. Set up the waived by Reach VP. There we go. So it's a stock email. And need to adjust it here with your discounts and then waiving that setup fee. Perfect. That one's on the way so that you've got all of that. And then just let me know that those made it to you. Hopefully they did.
Yeah, I got the first one here.
Awesome. All right. So they made it. And then I've got your... Perfect. Perfect. And then I've got your phone number as 605-300-0401.
Yep, that's it.
All right. And is that also your business number, Dan?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
For now it is.
And then company name, I've got Buckets ampersand Brushes. Is there Inc. or LLC behind that at all?
Well, I mean, I'm an LLC, but I like to promote my business just buckets and brushes. What?
Okay.
How did you say that?
Ampersand, the and symbol. All right.
Like the ampersand sign or whatever. I don't know.
And then for Google Business Profile, I'll need a physical location for you. As opposed to a P.O. box.
Oh, as opposed to a P.O. box.
Yeah. It's okay if it's a home address. What we'll do is, on the Google Business Profile, we'll leave off the street number and street name. It's common.
Okay.
A lot of contractors work from that home. Okay.
So my only issue with my home address is that I'm renting and my lease states that I can't have an out-of-home business. So I've tried to keep everything at a P.O. box location just because I don't want to mess up my lease or nothing like that.
So let me think. When you sent in for your Google Business Profile before, did you use P.O. box on that as well?
No. So when I sent in for my when I sent in for all that, I was at a different location where that didn't matter.
Oh, okay.
The landowner that owned the home we were renting decided he was selling the home, and so we moved, and my new lease states that I can't have an in-home business. Now, whether that means that I can't, like, I don't know if I'm like a candle company, I can't do that shit there, or if I just can't list that address, I'm not sure. And I don't want to mess around and find out, you know what I mean?
Well, so the only thing that you would receive there in the way of business mail would be that Google postcard, which I would assume would go right to you. Other than that, we won't be sending, you know, street traffic there. So they would have no way to know that you have a business.
Okay. That's fine. It'd be,
I'm
looking through this here, Gail. I'm not seeing the web page design. Is that out of the picture now, or?
No, that's still there. Is it not showing that? Let me take a look. What did I send you? If it's not there, I will fix it. Because, yes, that is definitely still included.
Okay.
Where is that email? There it is.
Mobile optimized website. Okay, there it is. The splash page.
Yep. Splash page. Yep. Whew. Okay. I was worried. Yep. Here we call it a splash page. It's our
okay.
little branding. Oh,
okay.
All right.
So now, how does Gail just hear me out here? How does that work? Do I have backdoor access then?
Yes, you do. Always.
Okay.
Yep. So you can go in anytime you want and make changes to your website if you want to, upload photos.
Okay.
But if you don't have time or you don't want to, just let us know and we can make the updates for you.
Okay.
All right.
I think I'm in on it.
Okay. All right. And then,
one more question. I'm sorry.
Sure.
I'm sorry to keep interrupting you. One more question here. How many pages does that website have then?
Oh, you know, I don't know if there's a set number. Gosh, I mean, I've seen as many as 6 or 8, but I don't think there's a limit. Not that I've ever heard of.
No, I was just curious because the Jokers were talking 3 pages for $2,500, and I just...
Oh, wow.
So.
Yeah, no, I think you'll be very happy with your website. We make sure to feature your work, so using your pictures of your work, and then, of course, you know, contact page. We'll also have a tool on there to help you gather Google reviews. I think you'll like it. And before it goes live, you'll have final say in it. Well, they'll ask you as it goes. They actually put it up so you can view it and let us know what you like or don't like before it ever goes live. So yeah, I think you'll be happy with it. It'll be something that you like.
Awesome. Perfect.
And then two, we can, and I'll leave this to you and your technician, but your logo files, we'll take those because we can use them as well. So no need to reinvent the wheel there. Yeah. Awesome. All right. So I do need that address, Dan.
It's 101 North Hill Street. Lot number 6.
Salem, South Dakota. And you said number 6.
Yep.
Got it. Okay, update that. No, it's not a password, Google. Google's trying to ask me if I want to save it as a password. No, thanks, Google. Appreciate it. All right, so let me pop over here. Let's go ahead. I'm going to send you a couple of text messages as soon as I get my screen to update. There we are. So I am the lead on your account. You'll probably talk more with your technician going forward than you will with me, but I do want you to know that I'm always here. If you have questions or problems, let me know. If you're not getting the help you need, I will find it for you if it's something I can't solve myself. So I'm sending my contact info to you so you can put me in your phone. And then I'm also going to send you contact info for the tech department where you'll reach your technician. That way you've got them as well. And then let's go ahead and set up your onboarding call. So the onboarding call is usually, we block out an hour, but it usually only takes 25 to 30 minutes. And you won't need to be in front of a computer. So if you're driving or working, taking a quick lunch break, that's okay. What I'm doing right now is gathering everything from you that your tech is going to need for that onboarding call. So you won't have to go scrambling for all of that. So let's see what we've got. Oh, wow, today is packed. It looks like we've got one opening today. Let me see what time. So we've got a 3 o'clock today. Otherwise, tomorrow is wide open. We've got every hour on the hour starting at 9 o'clock and going through, it looks like, 6 o'clock. Would one of those work for you?
Yeah. Today at 3 should work.
Okay, let's grab that. Perfect. Wow, I think my machine needs more caffeine, or maybe our system does. I don't know. All right, I'm going to build that calendar appointment. And then I'll send that over to you, too.
Okay.
There it is. So I'm also double checking. Part of my job is to make sure that everything is accurate. So I'm checking everything for typos as we go and making sure it all looks good too. And then your tech will actually check one more time.
Okay.
Let's see. That is... Perfect. Okay, so I'm going to send that calendar invite to you. So this should come over as an email, and the subject line will say Local Splash CIE, our internal coding.
Got it.
Awesome. If you could open that up, please, and then there should be a yes, no, maybe option.
Sure.
Awesome. And then if it lets you hit the yes, that would be fantastic. Ah, perfect. It updated already. Good job. Okay. You got it. All right. Let's see. Services. So we're going to list all of your services out. So painting. Of course, we should probably say interior and exterior painting, right?
Yep. And we are insured to do commercial projects as well.
Awesome. Okay. Any other services within painting that you want to list? Anything else we can pull out as keywords?
Staining.
For example. Mm-hmm. Oh, staining, sure.
Nope.
We could probably say deck painting and staining.
Yep. Painting and staining.
Perfect. Okay. Siding.
Yeah, absolutely. We've recently come into the market for playsets, rainbow staining, like rainbow playsets and stuff like that.
Ah, nice. Okay. Let's see. What about trim work?
Yeah.
I suppose interior and exterior.
Yeah, both.
Got it. Okay. Let's see. Would you do minor drywall repair as part of painting?
Yeah, we would. It just, I suppose it depends on what kind of drywall repair it is, you know.
Gotcha. I'll just put minor drywall repair for now,
yeah.
And then... obviously, you can turn them down if it, you know, somebody says, "Hey, I want you to hang all the drywall in my house." Dude, not our thing. Or if you want to sub it out, I suppose, then you'd be able to do that.
Right.
All right. Any others you can think of for now, Dan?
No.
Okay, I think we did pretty darn good. If you think of any others, you can let your tech know during your onboarding call this afternoon. But at any other time, too, if, you know, down the road you add services or even subtract services, just let us know and we'll update it across your Google Business profile, your website, everything. So, yeah, easy add and easy subtract.
Awesome.
Doing a couple fill-ins, the questions that ask me. All right, and then I'm going to send you another text. This one is information on how our call tracking works. We'll install a tool on your website so that we can track those clicks and calls. We don't screen them, but we can count them for you, so that you can see what you're getting.
Okay.
And then there's an optional item too. It's already included in your pricing. It's included in all of our packages. Some people want it and some don't though. So it's our Splash app. It's an app that you would download from the Play Store. It would install on your existing cell phone. And the app itself would have its own local to you phone number. So what a lot of our partners do is they use that number, that app, as their business line so they don't have to sacrifice their personal cell phone number. And then you can send and receive calls right through the app. And the other cool thing is, and no, at no charge, we don't charge for it, any employees that you add can have their own unique phone number and the app on their phone. So, in other words, if Joe Dirt employee needed to call one of your clients, you would have them call through the app so that that client never knows what their cell phone number is. And then if you ever have to fire Joe, the employee, just let us know. We cut his line off immediately, and then that cuts off any contact they would have with your clients. Kind of a neat little feature. Is that something you're interested in?
I mean, right now it is not, and the only reason it's not is because I'm already in the market for another phone as far as online for the company, just because I've just been bombarded by people calling and texting, and I can't keep any of them straight with my personal text.
Yeah, I'll put you as a no. That sounds like it get a little bit hairy. And then for us to contact you, Dan, do you prefer phone, text, or email?
I suppose I like talking to people on the phone.
Okay.
So call and text would probably be best.
You got it. And then what do you want to show is your hours of operation?
I'm open every day from, I'm up at 6:30 every morning, so I'm up every day at 6:30, and I like to be done, probably right around that 6-7 o'clock. So I'm open then, except for the weekends. So every day 6:30 to 6, except for Saturday and Sunday.
How about we list something a little more civilized for you, maybe 7 to 6, Monday through Friday?
Hey, that would work.
Okay, perfect. You can always take calls outside those hours, but those would be your listed hours then. And then, Dan, do you want payment integration on your website? So the ability to send someone to your website to make payment. I know that we support are PayPal, Venmo, Cash App, but I seem to remember there are about 6 or 8 total different ones that we support. Is that something you want on there?
No, that's all right. I usually take cash or check.
Okay.
Only because of the service fees that run with, like, Cash App and Venmo and stuff like that.
Yeah, I know. Those fees will get to be killer.
Right.
Making a note here. Okay. All right. And then let's... where'd it go? I've got to make a couple notes about your Google Business profile here. Do not publish. In big capitals, bold letters. They can't miss it. Actually, that's something that they're very, very diligent about. Okay. We're looking good, Dan. All right. Da, da, da. So let's go ahead and set up your security pass. So if you're actually, I would use it anytime any of us calls, even if I called. But anytime someone from Local Splash calls, or if you think it might be related, I would ask them the security question and demand that they give you the security answer. If it's not us, they won't be able to give you that response. And the reason we set this up is there are a lot of fakes out there. We've actually had people call saying that in order to do blah, blah, blah with your website, you need to pay us X. And it's sometimes hard to decipher out, is it really us or is it somebody else? So that's why we set up a security question and answer. That way you can always suss out whether it's us or not. So security question, we've got 3 choices. Mother's maiden name, or the city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which one would you like to go with?
My mother's maiden name.
Okay, you got it. And what is that?
Patterson.
Patterson, 2 T's, I assume.
Yep.
Got it. Now, I'll see if I can type it so it matches. Perfect. All right. So that is in your account. One thing, too, I'll note for you. So we also get you out to all of the directories, Yelp, Yahoo, MapQuest, Bing, Chamber of Commerce, up to about 60 different directories. Now, a couple of them, Yelp is one. Very notorious for calling you after we get you set on that listing. and telling you, you need a subscription to do whatever their offer is. I don't know. What I want you to know is any of those people that call you, obviously you're free to accept or decline as you see fit, but just know that whatever their offer is, you accepting or declining either one is going to have no bearing on the work that we're doing. So you are free to decline. And that may be an instance too, where it's not real clear that it's not us. I've had that happen, just actually to a client yesterday. And he called me that he was excited that he thwarted them off. He says, I asked for my security, question and they couldn't give me the answer and they hung up. So it was a good thing.
Right.
But yeah, just so you know, they may call and don't let them make you think that you have to buy anything in order to finish achieving what we're doing. Our work doesn't have any bearing. So yep. Okay. Awesome. Like to make sure I don't like to see people taken advantage of. So when I know that something like that might be coming down the road at you, I like to warn you ahead of time so you can dodge.
Appreciate it.
No problem. No problem. Yeah, that's just skunky to do that anyway. And not to my people, the you won't. Kind of the attitude I take. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and set up your subscription, and then we'll get billing done. Make sure I get that adjusted. Good. It took your discount, and it took the setup fee off. Perfect. And then, Dan, you said the company name is on that credit card, right?
Yeah. Yep.
And then address that would be attached to that credit card billing, is that the P.O. box or is that your physical?
Boy, that's a good question. I think it's my physical.
Okay. We'll use that, and if it kicks it back, then we'll redo it. And then Master Visa, Amex, or Discover?
It's a Visa.
All right, I'm ready for those digits when you are.
Oh. I'm gonna get an invoice for this, right, Gail?
Yes. Yes. In fact, in about 2 minutes, I'll send an invoice through to you. Yep, absolutely.
Okay. All right. I'm trucking.
Good question.
Here.
That's okay. I only need 1%. I'll earn the other 99. I promise.
Fair enough. It's 4747.
Okay.
5600.
Okay.
0682-0099.
Wow, you got a good poker hand in there somewhere.
Yeah.
And then what is the expiration, please, Dan?
It's 10 of 25.
Got it. And then the security code, please.
790.
Got it. Update that. And I'm glad you're asking about all of these things too, the invoice and everything as we go. Yeah, you need all of that for sure.
Yeah.
I'll let you know when it's on its way. I'm running this through now. All right. And that email should be on the way. You should actually have two emails coming. The one that we actually need to use or work with is local / initial invoice. Imagine the name.
There's the email. I got text messages too from that. So.
Oh, good. Okay. And then in that, if you could, there about the fourth sentence in, I'm just going to walk you through this part. It's actually the written version of what I'm going to read to you. So we do a voice verification, which outlines the services we're going to provide. So in that email, if you would do the click here to accept.
Maybe there's another one.
There should be two emails. Local / initial invoice is the one you want.
don't.
Not coming through.
No, I have local / support.
Okay.
And then I got two text messages, local/ welcome, and then we sent a copy of your invoice.
Tell you what, let me resend it once. I wonder if it would have gone in your junk box.
Oh, that's one second.
Oh, you know, it actually may have, because it wouldn't be coming from my email address. I've emailed you from mine, but not from the main company.
Okay. Yeah. It's not in my spam either. So that just sent me another text message.
But did it send you another email by any chance? That's what I was hoping it would do.
Yeah. There it is.
Fantastic.
Initial invoice.
Good. Okay. Yes. Okay. I wanted you to have that in writing. Huh. All right. Sure. So in there, if you could do the click here, it's about 4 sentences down.
Yep.
And then it'll open up a new page. If you scroll all the way down, there's a checkbox, and it'll want you to type your name, capital letters where they belong. And then I'm going to read it to you too as soon as we get through this part. And then if we got it all right, it'll take you to a login screen once you hit submit.
Yes, it did.
Fantastic. All right, and it updated on this end. Perfect. So the voice verification is required of us as Google Premier Channel partners. It is recorded and attached to your file as an added form of protection for you, and it outlines the services that Local Splash is going to provide to Buckets and Brushes. So in order to ensure the accuracy of your order and for the sake of the recording, please state the full name of the business as it should read on the first page of Google.
Buckets and Brushes.
Thank you. And please state your name and title within the business.
Daniel King, owner-operator.
And are you authorized to enter into this non-binding agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And are you the authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
In order to ensure the accuracy of your order and to get the best results, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive within 24 business hours to phone calls and text messages coming from Local Splash?
Absolutely.
In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your non-binding agreement? So, I know everybody hesitates there. It's kind of goofy. All it really means is, like, if you add any socials or other advertising on, like, I obviously don't know if TikTok takes paid advertising or not, but if you started running ads on TikTok, just let us know so we can tie everything in so that it all stays together and one cohesive unit.
Okay. Absolutely.
Thank you. Your payment for the initial term account setup fee was waived, will be charged on today's date, October 11th, 2022, in the discounted non-refundable amount of $249. We've waived the account setup fee, so going forward, your flat monthly rate is $249, to which there are no additional taxes, click fees, call fees, or charges of any kind. This is a recurring payment that will take place again on the 11th of each month. Should you choose to pause or discontinue for any reason, you may do so by contacting client support at least 3 days prior to the billing date. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Perfect. You are all set, Dan. Congratulations.
How do I log into this Local Splash, Gail?
Oh, yes, I should have mentioned they will give you those login credentials when you do your onboarding call this afternoon. They'll get you in there.
Okay.